Man, it's StateLineSportsHub.com. StateLineSportsHub.com.
We kick the out of sports. It's only StateLineSportsHub.com. There is no the, but we've got everything you need.
High school sports, girls basketball, boys basketball, and all kinds of good things.
It's brought to you locally by
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, and Goble Waterproofing.
What is it again?
StateLineSportsHub.com.
Don't forget it.
Right now, we're talking with Mike Bath, making a big move in college football, going out to Wyoming. And first of all, Mike, congratulations on the new job.
Well, Dave, I really appreciate it, man. It's, we're very blessed. We're looking forward to this opportunity.
And, you know, before we went on the to talk about this, it got out before, and when it gets out, it got out on Twitter and Facebook and everything. It's amazing, isn't it, how that works?
It really does. It was, you know, like we were saying, I was sitting there having a cup of coffee, and next thing I know, my phone, in about 2 minutes, I think I received about 15 to 20 text messages, and I just looked at my wife, and I said, hey, it's officially out there now.
So tell us about Wyoming and what you're going to be doing out there. What a great program and a great situation for you, Mike.
It really is. You know, after our situation here in Miami this past season, to have an opportunity to work for Craig Bull, who has, you know, won the last three national championships at the 1AA level at North Dakota State University, and to have the opportunity to work for him is just, I mean, what a blessing and what a phenomenal opportunity for me as a coach. It's one of those places, University of Wyoming. It's a place where the university the football is important. It's the only 4-year school in the state of Wyoming. I didn't know that until I started, getting involved with it, and it shows. Facilities are great. The university is dedicated to making football very important there, and it's just an opportunity that I can't wait to get started on.
And you're going to be at a different position as a position coach there, but you're going to be working with a lot of great coaches there, from what I've seen.
We really are, and it's it's a staff that's, for the most part, I guess the core group of guys on that staff have been together here for 4 or 5 plus years at North Dakota State, and I think about 6 of those guys have worked, with each other for multiple years. So I mean that's a neat thing to be a part of, and then a lot of the other guys have worked with each other for here or there at different spots, and a good friend of mine. Brent Vegan is the offensive coordinator. He's a guy that we met probably about 8 or 9 years ago at a camp, and just kind of maintained contact. And so it's going to be an unbelievable opportunity. I can't wait.
When you think about Wyoming, that it's a Mountain West Conference, some good football out there. And I also noticed on some Twitter accounts that I follow that they've been doing a lot of recruiting in Illinois, and that's probably one of your hot spots too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it really is. You start off with just like the Mountain West Conference, like you said. I mean, what a great conference. I mean, when you look at the teams that are involved in that conference, and you go from Boise State to a Colorado State, Utah State, that's really got a role in here the last couple of years, with Coach Anderson leaving to go up to Wisconsin. And New Mexico's gotten it going with Coach Davey a little bit, and they're rebuilding the program, and San Diego State, San Jose State, Hawaii. I mean, there's, what a great opportunity. Fresno, I forgot about Fresno, and so it's a great opportunity to be involved in that conference, go out a different geographical area. And then like you said, yeah, there's some Illinois kids there, a couple young men that I had recruited before at Miami. And it's a place that they draw from kind of all over, because it takes a special young man to want to go there, because it's a little bit different, and it's beautiful. I was out there last weekend. It's awesome.
And you'll get to see Bobby Boosberger, because he's an AD at San Diego State, so he'll be giving you a hard time, won't he?
Yeah, I know. That'll be pretty neat. That'll be special to see Bobby, and I don't even know if we play out there or they're at our place next year. I haven't even looked at the schedule, but it's it'll be neat to see Bobby, and I played with Dave as younger brother, and back home, and it's gonna be neat. It really is.
You know, this year was kind of like, I would call it a kind of a soap opera year at Miami. A lot of things happened. You got the interim head coach, and things weren't going too well. But did you learn a lot through that experience? Because I know how you are. You're not one of those guys just to lay back and worry about it. You just make the best of what the situation was.
And that's what we did. It was a unique experience, but it was a phenomenal experience as well. you know, I was so blessed to have a senior class at Miami that, you know, when things happen, I talk to the team about, I talk to the seniors specifically about, you know, what their legacy at Miami University is going to be. And, 20 years from now, people aren't going to remember, specifically what their record was, but the thing they're going to remember is how they handled themselves. And I challenge those guys to start setting the pace and setting the standard for that program, for those younger men, how to work the underclassmen, and really set that standard that's going to last for the next 10 years. And those seniors responded to that. And, you know, regardless of what the record was, you know, the last week or two of the season, we had probably our best practices that we had there in the previous 3 years. And, a lot of that was just those guys working hard and setting the bar of what it meant to be a Miami man and really kind of trying to get that rebuilding process started early for the next head football coach. And, it was a humbling experience, but it was an experience that I'm going to be able to draw from the rest of my career.
And I know the Super Bowl is pretty special to you, so I think you have a young man on that roster, don't you, out there?
Yes, I do. Zach Dysart, who's the third quarterback right now there in Denver, and I talked to him last night again, actually, and he's excited. It's going to be neat because we're going to be at just north of Denver, and he's excited about that as well, coming up to see us and us going down to see him. So it's overall, it's just what a phenomenal opportunity this is, and my family and I are just extremely excited and feel blessed about it.
And it does say that a guy from Salina, from a school that wasn't a football school, can do things good in college sports. And you had a great couple of years at Salina, and I think you got a little bit of green blood like I do left.
there's no doubt about it. I don't have the green shoes like you do, which are legendary. But I don't have those. But I tell you what, of course I got a little green in me. It's kind of neat now. There's a couple of us out here coaching in college football with Danny Pfeiffer and Aaron Schreffler and Nate Schreffler, and so it's neat seeing those guys and just knowing that where it all started and how much that place meant to us.
How hectic is it for you right now, you and your wife, as you get ready to move out to Wyoming?
Well, let's see here. I got home. Well, I interviewed on Sunday. Came home on Monday. Had two flights delayed, a total of 5 hours.
Yep.
And got home about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I fly back out tomorrow night night. And so I am. It's hectic. I got three kids. One was on a two-hour delay this morning, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out how I'm going to pack for a week. And, it's pretty crazy around here, I'll tell you that.
So the wife's all ready to go out to the mountains of Wyoming, huh?
Yeah, you know what? She is. She's excited about it. She really is. And, she's just a phenomenal person. And she understands and loves, embraces the, being a coach's wife. Because we knew that this was going to be a place where, this was going to be a profession where there was a potential for us to move some places, and we trust that God's going to lead us to where He needs us at, and right now He needs us out in Wyoming. We're going to head on out.
And the one thing I look back in is if you wouldn't have got injured that year, Michael, I think we would have won a state football championship. Is that one of the things you ever think about, or is that just something you grew off of after that? Devastating injury at Elida, but your teammates, you were always a teammate with those guys.
Yeah, it was, it was. It was such a unique thing. And, Joey Lyman, the defensive lineman from Piqua, was a good friend of mine and played with here at Miami. And, he always talks about how he was 1-0 against Salina and all that kind of stuff. But I tell him, I was like, hey, you know what? We took our starting all-state wide receiver and defensive back and moved him to quarterback. I tell you what, man, you were lucky now.
Yes.
But I do. We joke around, and some people from Salina will bring it up. But I tell them I very easily could have went out there and thrown five interceptions, and we could have lost 42-7 as opposed to 14-7. So,
have you talked to Jerry Harris at all?
I talked to him a couple weeks back. I haven't called him yet since this has happened, but I'm going to here before I leave here tomorrow.
You know, he's a Hall of Famer now. You knew that, didn't you? In the Bulldog Hall of Fame.
You know, it's nice to welcome him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You
Hall of Fame guys are all like, aren't you, Mike?
Yeah. No, I can't even put into words how much Coach Harris and playing for him, that experience has shaped me to where I'm at today. There's so many things from a coaching perspective that I draw from my experiences being coached by Coach Harris. And I mean, he was a phenomenal coach. And that award probably happened several years too late, to be honest with you. I mean, he should have been in that Hall of Fame a while back. But I tell you what, I'm so excited for him. And I mean, what a great mentor he's been, for all of us that have come through Solana.
And before I let you go, he let you coach almost on the field, didn't he, when you called plays and did things?
Well, he kind of. I knew going into the football game that I was prepared. And that's the thing that Coach Harris did. I mean, that's the reality of it, and Coach Harris will say it. I mean, a lot of it was, I was calling plays on the field. And, but the thing is, though, is that during the week, I was so prepped on what I was going to see and the potential looks and different looks. And Coach did a phenomenal job of preparing me to where, I saw that look against St. Mary's. I saw it 45 times this week. I know what plays we can call. And, just the prep work that Coach Harris, and the preparation that he instilled in all of us is something that, that's one of the big things I take to my coaching career now on a day-to-day basis, is just having the young men so mentally prepared that, when it comes to game, it's second nature and it's easy. And that's what you want those young men to have.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for taking time. Good luck to you. And I know there's going to be a lot of Wyoming Cowboy fans in Mercer County and also in Rockford, Illinois now. So congratulations again, Mike.
Well, Dave, I tell you, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, man, all the support you've given me over the years. I greatly appreciate it, buddy.
I'll put my green shoes on after the interview. Is that all right?
Yes.
That's good.
Awesome.
We've been talking with Mike Bath, former Salina great, and now he's at Wyoming. And you've been listening to this interview today with Mike Bath.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StatelineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Golden Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by PC Tech 2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.